T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, right now we do have Buffalo Bills head coach Sean McDermott. Let's get to him right now. His appearance on WGR is brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com, by Kaleida Health, the official healthcare provider of the Buffalo Bills, and by Dunn Tire, official tire dealer of the Buffalo Bills.
You're listening to Buffalo Bills Football Friday on the home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550.
Now, here's Sal and Joe with Coach McDermott. Brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. By Kaleida Health, the official healthcare provider of the Buffalo Bills. And by Dunn Tire, official tire dealer of the Buffalo Bills.
And we welcome the Buffalo Bills head coach on the Wester Hotline right now. Hi, Sean. It's Sal and Joe. Good Friday morning to you.
Hi, Sal and Joe. Good to be with you guys.
All right, Coach, as we usually do, let's start with injuries. I know you said that most likely not going to have Jordan Phillips. We know a couple of other guys did not practice yesterday, but can you declare and rule anyone out at this point today?
Yeah, Christian Benford, obviously with the surgery, Jake Kumerow, Jordan Phillips, all will be out. Get a better feel today on the rest of them. We'll just continue to take it one day at a time here.
Can I ask you specifically about Gabe Davis yesterday? He went from limited to DNP. Was there some sort of setback? Is it something you're just going to evaluate over the next couple of days to see where this goes?
Exactly. Yeah, Sal, you said it. We're just going to evaluate where it goes, take it one day at a time.
So, Sean, Sunday's game in Miami, of all the games you've ever coached in, and even before that, you played in as well, is that the hottest game or one of the hottest games you've ever been a part of?
Yeah, that's the hottest I can recall. There's been a lot of games in a lot of years, but yeah, that was what we expected was mid 90s, to feel like mid 90s, very muggy and hot day. I think that got up to over 100 on the field, they were saying, or something like that. So yeah, very, very hot conditions there.
Sean, the country this morning is talking about what happened last night with Tua Tagovailoa. I'm not going to ask you about that specific situation. That's not your player or team. But I will ask you, if you could, to give our listeners a little insight and idea of the level and amount of kind of communication that goes on when a player is in protocol. You do have one right now. That's Ryan Bates. We've seen players in protocol before. But the level of communication, how often it is between you, the player, the medical professionals, is it daily? Is it hourly? Who's contacting who? How does all that work?
Yeah, first, a very unfortunate situation last night. And any time a player on any team goes down, in particular our team, your first thought is to how are they as a person, right? Are they okay? How serious is it? I mean, a lot of these, all of them have families of their own that are watching on TV or watching from the stands, concerned about the health and well-being of their son, of their husband, of their boyfriend, so whatever it is. But those are situations that need to be taken seriously. And you're right, the communication piece is huge. We try and get as accurate and as timely of information as we can to the family of the player when it happens. And then our trainers relay the information to me on the sideline. And then we try and get the information to the position coaches as well, because it affects obviously numbers in the game and depth and so on and so forth. So in the hours, and that's what happens in the, in the minutes around the injury. And then in the days after the injury, it's, as you guys ask me, it's updated daily. And sometimes more than once daily, just in terms of what their status is, how they're feeling, so on and so forth.
Coach, your team, moving on to your team, the move of Xavier Rhodes this week, a player that's a household name, lots of accolades right over his career, all pro, three-time pro bowler. What have you seen from him in his career, over his career, and what are the challenges to getting someone ready that's coming in a few weeks into, once the season's already began?
Yeah, I mean, he's a veteran player, so you benefit from the experience level. He's seen a lot of football and had success, right? I think the challenge there is, we've been in training camp and our players have been working for, you know, said period of time, and they've built up reps from a schematic standpoint and understanding of the scheme, but also from a conditioning and kind of hardening themselves up through the course of training camp and a couple of games to this point. So getting that player into football shape is always a concern and a challenge.
Looking back at some of the things you did in training camp to make sure guys kind of could do some different things. You always do this, right, Coach? I mean, the flexibility is big with your staff. You want to make sure guys can play different positions if they have to be called upon. Last week, of course, you had to have Tommy Doyle go to guard. Unfortunately, obviously, he has the injury now. Greg Manns has to go to center. You have Cam Lewis, who got reps at safety. In a situation like this, when I look at the injury report and everybody, so many guys, more than we're used to, how important is that to reflect on making sure you had those guys kind of getting ready for different spots and different positions to be ready?
Right. So when you finalize the roster, and Brandon does a good job of this, is making sure, you know, we always talk about, hey, position flexibility and do we have a backup center? Do we have a backup long snapper? I know that came up, that conversation, that topic a few weeks back. And you're always trying to, you know, have backups to the backups, if you will. And sometimes you just run out of players. But really, I think overall, you try and build the roster, and then you try and make sure on the game day roster in particular that you have yourself protected from a backup standpoint. And really proud of what Tommy was able to do when he went into guard, and Greg when he went into center. And you want to have that flexibility. It just covers you up because you only get so many on game day.
It's the Ravens this week, Coach, and Lamar Jackson is obviously like the star of the team, the first name I'm sure you get asked about every time they come up, or they're coming to town, or you're going there. And there's a lot of – he's getting a lot of credit this year for what he's doing from the pocket, what he's doing as a passer, and the rushing is obviously still there. How much of that to you is accurate, that he's gotten leaps and bounds better of a passer, or has he always really been a threat? Because we know the legs are there, but what about him as a passer?
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely improved in that area. You can see he's spent time there and worked. He's always been a great player. He continues to be a great player, and he's added this other dimension or taken that dimension where it was to another level, and I think it's only made him better. Obviously he has a vision for his career and where he wants it to go. And you see him continuing to develop, which is a credit to him and their staff.
We know Tavon Austin was kind of doing a little bit, playing the part of Lamar. I talked to him yesterday. He said, a lot of guys think they can do it. Then they get back there and it's not as easy as it looks, right? And of course, nobody can simulate Lamar, but man, that's gotta be a challenge. You can never simulate something like that. All you can do is maybe the best with what you have there, Coach. That's gotta be a challenge on a weekly basis when you're facing someone like that.
Yeah, the speed. I mean, Tavon's done a great job. He's given us great energy. He does it every week, for sure this week, and what he's done. And we certainly appreciate that. And the speed element is different when you're talking about a player like Lamar, or Tyreek Hill a week ago. And it's hard to simulate, but you just do the best you can with everything. And I think sometimes the players having played Lamar before helps, right? Because when you've done it, when you've been there before, you can, have an awareness as to what it was when you went through it before. For some of the players who haven't played this offense, or Lamar in this case, there'll be a little bit of adjustment for sure.
All right, last thing, Coach. Weather, I mean, it's kind of like going from an extreme from last week's heat. I mean, that now to possibly rain and some wind. I mean, not that you're unfamiliar with that. You've played in these conditions before, but how do you prepare for that if you can, or talk about it? You know, what's that process like this week?
Yeah, I get my report from Patrick Hammer, so I've got
it. I love it. I love it. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah, no, played a little golf with him this spring, too. So
that's right.
good. He was a lot better than I was, though. when we came back from Miami, as I mentioned earlier in the week, before we get off the plane, just kind of how these systems, these storm systems, tend to trend up the coast in particular and kind of get, fall apart and hit some of these areas in the Northeast. It was to be expected, and I think that's some of what we're expecting for Sunday here. So we'll take it one day at a time. We'll adapt where necessary. When you're getting a forecast for some wind and some rain, that could affect the game in some ways.
I heard Stephon Diggs on an interview this week say he much would prefer rain, pouring rain, to heat any day of the week as a player. As a coach, would you rather it be downpouring, or would you rather have it be as hot as it was last week?
I've never thought of that, but I think when you're a little kid growing up playing outside and it's pouring rain, you love it. I know the moms in the world don't like doing the wash after that, but I got a great picture of my son from his football practice this past week, and he was all muddy and loving it. And if you're a little guy and out there playing, I think it's great. If you're a mom that's responsible to get that uniform clean, you're not so fired up about the rain.
Yeah, it reminds me of the movie Bull Durham when they're on the rain delay and they go out there and they're just sliding all over the place, right? I mean, who doesn't love that kind of thing? Get the slip and slide ready. Coach, thank you very much. Safe travels to Baltimore, of course, and we always appreciate your time.
All right, guys. Thanks. Have a great weekend.
Okay, you too. That is head coach Sean McDermott. We'll take a timeout. We're backed up on a break, so we'll get to a break right now. We'll come back and we'll do another one, but we have to talk about what Sean McDermott said about injuries and everything else here on WGR.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.